Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 676. Pardon my voice as I am on the tail end of recovering from what I think was the flu. I pretty much went into hibernation for the past 5 days and didn't do much of anything. Well, that's not exactly what I wanted to talk about today, but I think I will spend a minute saying something about it. I have always been a person who could sleep anywhere. I could sleep in the middle of a party. I could sleep in the airport. I could sleep in my bed. It didn't matter. And I love sleep. I love naps. I love sleeping at night. I think sleep is fantastic. And so when I get sick, it's not how I used to be when I was younger. I was talking to my son, who's in college, seeing how he's feeling because I saw him last week and I was hoping I didn't make him sick. He said pretty much everyone is a little under the weather all through the fall semester. And I said it's probably because nobody eats well and they're staying up late and all this stuff. And he said, and people just do go about their business. And I said, yeah, I remember doing that in college, just kind of pushing through no matter how bad I felt. And I used to think of that as a bit of a mark of pride. Like I would push through no matter how sick I was and all of this stuff. But over the years, I started realizing that I should be honoring my body and my body's need for rest and recharge. And so now when I know that sickness is coming on, I embrace naps and sleeping and rest and quiet and just really taking care of myself. I don't know if it makes me better any faster because this one took 5 days until I started feeling better, but at least I do feel better now. And I embraced the naps over the week. So if you are under the weather, I would encourage you to take care of yourself because it's in your best interest. Anyway, before I dive into what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to share a very cool story from yesterday. I met with a new mom who started working with me yesterday. And when I was learning a little bit about her story and her family and all this stuff, she shared some of the challenges, which we talk about often in the first Get to Know You session. And she shared an example of a parenting win that she handled really well this week. And I asked her, what made that so different from all the other times that you shared? Why was that a win? And she said, well, when I was deciding whether or not I wanted to work with you, I listened to an episode of your podcast right before this interaction occurred, and I was in a different mindset and headspace, and I was able to stay calm and navigate it very successfully. And that made me feel so good, and I said, I'm so happy that my podcast was helpful to you. And so I wanted to share that with you here because that makes me feel really good when I hear of someone benefiting from these episodes that I create for all of you. Okay, so let's move on. I wanted to talk today about social media and our kids. I read an article this morning about the pros and cons of social media, the powers and the risks. And I think it's important for us to continually talk about this topic because social media is not going anywhere, and our kids are needing to learn how to navigate life with social media. And there are some common, well-known things that social media can make us feel worse about ourselves. We might be comparing our real selves to other people's highlight reels, feeling like we're less than. It can create for us and for our kids a feeling of FOMO if our kids see that their friends are gathering and they weren't invited to the hangout. Not to mention the very real dangers of online predators and people getting information from our kids and stuff that they don't want shared. But then on the other hand, there is a lot of benefit that comes out of social media. And this was based on a study that was done recently, this article that I read. And many kids said that they appreciated social media because it allowed them to feel more connected to their friends. It allowed them to connect with people who were similar to them, either in their the things they like to do or the kind of music they like, or if they're, this particular article said if they're a racial or sexual minority in their town, they were able to find similar individuals online. So there's really, really many good as well as bad things about social media. And one of the things that I have tried to do, particularly with my daughter, is to encourage her to tune into her own self, her own mind, her heart, her body, and try to be aware of how it's affecting her. If she's spent some time on social media and she feels good and happy and excited or whatever, then it's good. But sometimes she has spent too many hours on social media or consuming the wrong types of content, and then she suddenly realizes that she doesn't feel so good. Her mood is a little lower. Her feeling about herself may be a little lower. And so what she's learned how to do, and of course she's not perfect at it, and none of us are, but what she practices doing is tuning in and checking in with herself. And when she notices that her mood is deteriorating because of spending too much time on social media or consuming content that doesn't make her feel better, she turns it off. She's gone through different cycles of setting time limits, daily time limits for certain apps on her phone. She has completely deleted apps on her phone, particularly TikTok, and brought it back only once she felt like she was ready to be a consumer of it in a way that was healthy for her. And I think she's a great example of a kid trying to navigate their way through life with social media as a part of life. I remember when my son, my oldest son, the one in college, was about 8 years old. We bought him a Wii for Christmas. And he became so obsessed with it for a time. And I was so frustrated. And I remember saying to my friend, I just want to throw the Wii out the front door and smash it on the sidewalk. And she said, well, you know, I know you want to do that, but the reality is our kids, you can't take technology away from our kids. Like, you can't remove it from their lives. Rather than removing it from their lives, you have to teach them how to live with it, because it's not going anywhere. And that sage advice has stuck with me all these years. It's so true. Technology, video games, social media, it's not going anywhere. Although we might love to smash it up and get rid of it, it is not going anywhere. So the real priority then for us is to figure out how to live with it and teach our kids how to live with it and use it as a tool that enhances our lives and our well-being rather than detracts from. That, I think, is one of the biggest challenges of parenting in our modern era. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope it gives you some good ideas or stimulates some valuable conversation in your homes. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a very open and curious day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.